All right. So, what? Darling, your name is?
I'm Orion Starr.
Orion Starr.
And I'm a prophetess by nature. I've been a prophetess since I was a little girl, and I didn't know it because I had a lot of things happen to me as a child, and I was MK Ultra mind control wiped by the actual CIA several times, and also I have repressed memories. So I repressed a lot of painful stuff, and then I, you know, forgot it, and I tucked it away, and then when I grew up, it affected my life, you know? It made me do stupid shit, be an addict, made me be homeless, it made me so many things, and I could never figure out what was bugging me, you know?
So you're on Skid Row.
Yes. I ended up on Skid Row after the fires in Altadena, California in 2025 on January 7th. I happened to live there. I grew up there, and I actually returned there on a spiritual journey. I was looking for solace or comfort in my hometown, and I got into a place, and then boom. Next thing you know, the whole town burns down. And I was like, am I in hell? You know, I couldn't figure out what was wrong. This is it. You know, I was like, I know something's wrong with my life. I can't get on. I can't get a place. I can't do nothing. Why am I cursed? You know, God help me. And God started helping me. But it was a weird way as I finally came to California. And the first thing that happened is I get pregnant. And I was barren my whole life. And I never knew why. I was 40 years old. And God finally, he started rolling it out to me slowly. Like, he's like, I want to let you know some things. And while we do this, you're on your way to a mental hospital, you know? And I'm like, why, you know? And then he started telling me things. And one of the things he told me is that you died. You actually had been dead for 8 days, and I brought you back to life. And I want to talk to you about this for a little while.
Okay. So you're a prophetess?
Yeah. I've been a prophetess since I was a little girl. My first vision I ever had, I remember seeing President Bush riding a plane going into a tower. And I immediately forgot it. I was wiped from my mind because my grandmother was a CIA agent. She knew stuff about that. And she wiped it from my mind. She was immediately protective of it. And she didn't want me to know that. I knew that, you know? So that was my first vision. And I've had several visions and over the time that came true. You know, shootings, stuff like that, like the October shootings in Las Vegas. I predicted that. And I kind of thought I was lucky or I had intuition. But God said, you've actually been a prophetess your whole life and your grandmother wiped it from your mind. Mm. You didn't know, you know? I want to explain something. My grandmother was a humanitarian. She was a good lady. She was a CIA agent, and she was kick-ass at that. She and I believed that, but I didn't know any of it when she was alive. She actually stopped doing it when I was born, because when she told me, she told me that God told her I was a prophetess and that my life was going to be a miracle and that I needed to be protected at all costs, and then she made a mistake.
So as a prophet, what kind of things do you do?
Well, really, I just was given two dates for this year. This is when I first came back from my fifth near-death experience last year on June 7th. I woke up and I was alive, but I wasn't myself anymore, you know? I kind of came back somebody else, and I was like, who is this lady I am? And I kept identifying the name Michelle Scott Yeardley. And I'm like, who is this lady? And she was somebody who had passed away recently, so I originally reincarnated as somebody else after I died last year. But after I recovered my own memories, I started uncovering my real memories. The MK Ultra had been wiped. It was like somebody took my broken head, which was totally programmed with a lot of crazy shit that nobody's going to believe, you know? But I know it to be true because I've done a lot of psychic searching, and I have Akashic record keys. So I check them thoroughly for every piece of information, and I have access to all my lifetimes, you know? And so I started learning about my own self, and then God started saying, I'm going to help you watch this. And he said, go to Las Vegas. And I went, and next thing you know, I'm connected to this being, Annika, you know, and she's says she was in stasis. Her brain is in stasis near Area 51 in an installation. She said, this is the Galactic Federation's first gift to you, because they approached me last year and asked me to work for them. And I did a couple things for them, and they said, we will reward you. And I didn't get no money. And I was like, you know, fuck this. You know, I quit. And they were like, go to Las Vegas, and boom, I'm a psychic. You know, like, I can read minds, I can do all this shit. I'm like, whoa, you know, that's a good gift. They said, now go ahead and use that, and you're going to get a new gift every time we give you one. We're going to let you know.
You told me about some of the gifts that you have.
Yes, but mostly the most amazing gift is my children that are inside of me. As I was barren for 40 years. They are miracles. I'm in my second trimester now, so I feel like I made it past the worst part of my pregnancy could be, because I miscarried a lot, because I was set to self-abort my children. Like, my body was made, it was wiped and programmed to lose babies.
And your baby is?
My babies that I've had in the past were taken from me and stolen, you know? Okay, I had children without knowing it.
You're currently pregnant.
I'm pregnant right now.
And you told me the baby is?
There's two of them in there.
There's two?
Yes, there's a boy on both sides, one on the left and one on the right. And one is already a Christian and one is a Muslim. That's what they tell me, you know? One, praise to Allah. Five times a day, I listen to him. I'm a telepath. I'm linked to my children. The boy on the left side is a Christian, and he's so loving. He is just like Jesus Christ, and he teaches me daily. He teaches me something new, and he floors me. He does a miracle every day. He meets somebody.
You told me your baby is Jesus, but now you're saying
that is what I believe. I know he's Jesus. You know, he has to, because who heals the blind people? Who takes HIV out of people's blood, and I can feel it coming out their skin? It comes out in these little beads, and he's like, Mama, look what I can do. I'm a miracle. And then Allah, they're competing. Allah's like, watch what I can do, you know? I'm like, what's going on? I know I don't have dueling miracle spirits in my head. These babies, I feel them inside me. And today I did a bigger miracle. I held this lady's hand who was barren, and my son said, he just started reciting something. He said, I'm giving you a baby right now. My mom's amazing. She just got you pregnant by touching your hand. And the lady said, what is this? And she just said, I felt something spark in my stomach. And I know what that is. It's a spark of life, because I felt it when my children came to me on December 25th. I felt myself get pregnant. And this lady, it was crying on the floor, rolling around. And I'm like, she's like, what have you done? I'm like, I'm so sorry. I got you pregnant, lady. You're homeless. You know, like, this is fucked up. And my son says, she's going to get her life together now. Watch, you know? And they're so nonchalant, their attitude. I just can't wait for them to actually get here, because they claim they'll be talking out the womb, you know?
You're pretty amazing. You told me you cure people of AIDS.
I've done it. I've already had them. I had one that I didn't. It got tested and boom, cured. Like, non-reactive, totally non-reactive.
How do you do that?
I simply touched their hand, and I thought I was praying for them, but my son said, it's me, Mama. I'm doing that. I'm Jesus. I'm showing you how I'll do miracles for all my life. And I was like, oh my God, my son's going to get crucified when he's 33. That's the first thing I'm thinking. And he said, no. He said, this time Jesus doesn't die. The devil does. So he says he's here to kill the devil. And my little mom inside says he's here to kill Satan. They call him Satan and the devil, you know? And they hate them. They're demon slayers. We pray demons out of people regularly. And I find myself challenging people who I actually know are demons. And it's not me, you know, because I'm not a person that seeks danger or demons, you know. But these boys are something else. And they claim their father is one, you know. They claim their father's a fallen angel. And I'm pregnant by that. And that's why I'm
so you're amazing. Pregnant with twins.
Yes.
When do they do?
First thing they just did was kick me while you were taking my picture, which is amazing. Every kick is amazing. I record it for the Federation. I let them know, like, the Federation, they kicked today. Thank you again if this is what you've done. They said, you kind of did this on your own, and the way that you got pregnant was something we asked you to do. You know, you did that biologically, but the one you got pregnant by was special, you know? He was the only one that could do it. And I have never been pregnant by anybody but this man. And he is something else. He's actually kind of a lot of evil in a lot of ways. And I've been told he's actually a fallen angel, you know? And I'm like, okay, good luck with that. And bye to you. And then the kids always love him. And he has HIV. And he told me that he drained them of HIV when I was sleeping. He said, Mom, when you were asleep, I made you hold his hand. And we drained him. That's why we brought you here. We wanted to save him.
You're HIV positive?
Not at all. Non-reactive. I don't know if I can't catch it or if my babies have drained it from me, as I was with their father. And I should have it. And I'm scared that this man that I was with has infected many people, you know? And that's why I know it. I recognize it even when I see them as a psychic. And I just drained about two or three ladies that I met that he gave it to, you know, out of the kindness of my heart, you know. But my children are the ones doing this.
That's very nice of you.
Well, I will do it for anybody that deserves it, you know. I'm a psychic. I will see if you've been around just spreading it around being a dirty bastard, you know. Like, I'm not doing that.
Tell me about your psychic powers.
Well, I was gifted my psychic ability by the Galactic Federation and by way of my friend Annika, who is commander. And she's been kind of the new commander, and I'm the president of the human consort area. I don't know what to call it. They say I'm a human representative and that I'm the president now because I was elected president by them. And I said, I didn't know. I didn't vote. They were said the vote didn't include you. You were running.
You have business cards?
Huh? Did you know what I said? I want to do that. And then this is what they said. They said, when you get your money and your rewards, you'll get them. But what we want you to do is actually gestate your children and worry about your safety, because you're going to be come for now, because you are the cure for AIDS. You're the cure for cancer. I can cure anything. I had Dr. Sebi, you know, I speak to him spiritually. I've been talked to by many different dead people that have told me that they put their essence into my children, a little gift, you know, something they were good at.
You can cure cancer as well?
I have. I cured my own lung cancer. And I've cured myself of emphysema.
What are you doing on Skid Row?
Well, this is the thing. I came back to, I've been homeless since this fire. It seems like I couldn't get myself back up from this. And I'm waiting on a lawsuit. And it's just not happening fast enough. And I've given up a life of prostitution, which I spend my life in. And I was a miserable, a low vibrational person who couldn't get herself up in the morning some days because I was so depressed, you know. And I was just like, you know, I'm ready to go, God. You know, take me now, you know. And I died last year for the fifth time. And that time when I came back, God said, no. He said, you can't die. Do you know what you're going to be doing? You were having to make it to 41 so you could do the most beautiful thing ever. And that was to birth these children. They're going to change the world. And I said, well, whatever. You know, I can't have kids. This is a joke. You know, I truly thought he was playing with me. And then I thought maybe I'm being under spiritual attack from the devil, as CERN has let in demons and all kind of lying goblins, you know, that tell people lies. And this is just spiritual attack after spiritual attack. And I was like, this is a lie. And then my sons started kicking me and they said, is this a lie? You know, did he feel that? Do you feel this? And I'm like, this is so amazing that I've been pregnant on the universe, listening to my guides from the council. My Galactic Federation Council consists of 7 members, and they're all my star seeds that I have inside me as I have their DNA inside me.
And where is this federation?
Well, they're okay. Not somewhere you can see. You know, they are a spiritual council, and they are non-interference on most circumstances, except for when I became president. I said, you know what? If you guys want me to do this, get down here. Come here and help us. Come see what's going on here. And they about 250 members out of the all 800 came down. And that's not very many, but I got at least 250 members to move when they never.
What would they think of Skid Row?
I made them come where I was at, homeless, to see how it was.
What would they think of Skid Row?
Well, I mean, I could channel in and let you know if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to channel. And the way I do this is I grab my metal and I ground myself. I have many necklaces on, as I find the more I put on, the better. But I put one ring on each hand and I set these headphones, and suddenly I'm in there. It's like the magnets. I'm now a tuner, so I've been able to listen into many military meetings, everything. I'm a remote viewer, you know? And that's the kind of psychic I am. My grandmother was that. She's also a psychologist. She was a lot of things, and I admired her, and I'll go back to her soon. But let me see. I know that the council is with me right now as they watch me embark on this mission. And I'd like to see if anybody wanted to speak to Mark right now. The first one who wants to speak is me, Annika. Go ahead, Annika. You're on. Okay. I'm Annika, and I'm a transferred consciousness. I live inside Orion, and I'm here on a mission with her, and I want to tell the world a few things about you. This world, as you know it, will be reset shortly. Your time is going to be short. If the world wants to change, you have until exactly December 26th to get it together. Or the reset is happening. There will be a major polar shift and the Antarctic properties will be at the equator. I'm only saying this because I'm here for a mission and it's a battle. There will be a war and the many aliens will invade you. Starting June 6th, which is the date we believe the attack will take place, although we have some information that they will come sooner, the reptilian race will suddenly invade. They will be the first.
You were telling me that all the major cities in the U.S.
I don't want to give up too much information due to the fact that I want to protect my human right here. She's my baby, you understand, and I'm here with her. She's in danger. She's going to be in danger for the rest of her life because her children are the cure for the thing that the pharmaceutical companies don't.
But maybe if the world knew about what you knew, that we could protect.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I know. I want to tell you about a crash that happened in 1956. And this was a prior lifetime of Orion's. I'm Annika, and my brain is in stasis right now in Area 51. And I'm kind of angry about that because I've been taken advantage of in a lot of ways. I was raped by men in your government. I was used in experiments, and I was a feminine of my own race. I'm an Andromedan. I'm a reptilian Anunnaki hybrid. I was made special by my mother, Nurseg, and I also have Luciferian DNA in me because I was a product of something like a rape that took place on Earth when she walked. And, you know, I wasn't accepted by my people, but I made my own place in the galaxy, actually. But I do know that I've been saving a lot of children that have been coming from your planet because they come to my orphanage. Any children that were sacrificed by the Illuminati, any rape children, any hurt children, their psyches come to me. And I soothe them. I've been taking care of many, many kids that have been killed, slaughtered, and sexually trafficked, and I'm here to help them. That means I'm here to stop it, and that means I'm going to stop it, you know? wonderful. By my means, and I don't play about mines. I have many children in that orphanage. I have over 5 million kids. I take care of them every day. And I have stopped my missions to take care of my friend Orion, because she died, and she was a child of mine when she was 6. She got killed by Jeffrey Epstein and drowned under the Getty Museum. She didn't know that until recently, and she's taken it so good, you know? Hmm. You know, she's been taking everything with non-harm to herself. She does not suicide herself. She will never kill herself. The only time that they tried to say she killed herself was the most direct attack by the devil that ever took place for her, and she believed it to be a suicide herself, and I had to actually show her how her mind was programmed to kill herself. They made her that way. They didn't want her to live past 40 because she would awaken at 41, and she has. Now she has amazing babies coming and miracles upon miracles to do and many more to show you. And she's actually a surprise artist. She has many surprises. But one of the biggest surprises is that she's been here all her life and she didn't know that she was an alien. We sent her here because she's a miracle. She's going to save the world for everybody.
Where is she from?
Orion Sires from Orion's Belt. That was in a place that she hails from. She was my mate, as in my twin star. When we crashed in Roswell, they killed her immediately. They didn't even look at her. They shot her.
You crashed in Roswell, New Mexico?
I love her.
Of course you did.
You know, she didn't deserve to die. We were actually a species of women, humans from another time and place. And we came to warn you guys that you fucked up when you did that. The test site, you know? That was not right. You did something stupid. You killed a lot of people out there. There were babies that died, and a lot of them showed up in my orphanage from Las Vegas area. And I just came with my craft to see what happened. I was investigating and scouting to see if we could help them. I didn't know you guys were going to try to kill us.
Yeah, we make mistakes.
Well, you know, you made a big mistake because they kept me alive for 37 years after that. Hmm. I recently passed away in my body, but my mind's still alive up there, and I went to... And Annika had me go there, you know? She sent me there. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Annika.
So can I speak with Orion again?
Yes, again. I'm always in the back seat when Annika talks, but I'm able to switch us back and forth.
So, Orion.
You know, it's kind of special.
So you're staying on Skid Row?
Yes, I am.
Where are you staying?
I stayed at the care complex last night because I'm pregnant and I don't want to be in a tent outside, although I feel myself very comfortable around homeless people because they protect me and they keep me safe, you know?
Are drugs a part of your life?
I actually stopped doing drugs about 2 months ago, and that's because I am God. You understand me? I was programmed to be a drug addict my entire life and simply pass away.
You are who?
I was programmed to be a drug addict and die at 40. That was the program they put in me. I broke that, and then my son started talking to me, and then I heard another voice. And I can't bear to pick up drugs. You know, I smoke weed. You know, I smoke vapes. I was wondering if I could smoke my vape right now because that's kind of what keeps me sane, if you don't mind. I can, if you just have my bag. I think it's in my bag. And, you know, one of the things about vapes is that that's alien technology right there. And my friend Annika has told me that I actually bless them and put a spell over them because they keep me alive right now in a lot of ways. And I go, what are you talking about, lady? She tells me it's a crazy intervention story that happened for my own life, you know? Last time I died for days. Where did it go? Now you want to take a walk on me. Okay, let's figure it out. Don't eat it, mama. I do, guys. There it is. Okay, I got it on me. They said, mama, listen, put your purse down. It's crazy. My memory is very bad. I suffered an attack, a fentanyl overdose. Somebody set me up, and it was my baby's father. You know, he kind of put me in a bad place. He didn't want me to have children by him because I was pregnant.
How long ago was this?
This was in June last year, and that was the last time I died. And when I came back to life, I was like being read a Bible.
You've been pregnant since June of last
year? No. I had a miscarriage in that June. I was my first baby. That was my first baby, Jesus. That was a single birth. And that's a tragic story, you know, because I got walked down to a tent by a soul swap, you know. My baby's father is a fallen angel. He swapped souls with me and made me walk to a tent where there's one of his brothers or whoever Satan's friends are. They shot me up with fentanyl behind I didn't even know, you know. It was too late. Before I hit the ground, I was gone. I was over. You know, it was done. I don't do fentanyl. I am scared of fentanyl. Classically, I try to help people as a former heroin addict. I beat heroin over 10 years ago. I've been constantly elevating my life no matter what has happened, and I've become more and more humbled by being homeless, but I've always been on a strive for excellence, no matter what my circumstances. I've died many times, five different ones.
How about crystal meth?
Crystal meth was the last one I let go of, and that was not easy for me because that's the hardest one to finish. But you know what I do? Sometimes I think about it, and my son puts this little image in my head of him sitting inside my placenta smoking dope, and it bucks me up every time. He's a miracle. Like, that works for me. I said, you know what? Here, you guys. You know, I might hit it one time. I'm like, I can't. You know, it's just, I can't. You know, how could you?
So yesterday when we spoke, you wanted to talk about a warning for all the big cities in the country.
Well, this is what happened. When I came back to life, I was being read the script, and I heard, the first thing I heard is, it's time for the mighty 144,000 to rise. And I was like, what's that? You know, I don't read the Bible. I don't read anything, actually, because I have been reading from the universe. I'm only relying on what the universe tells me, you know? And God said, we better open up that book of Revelations, you know? And I looked at it, and I was like, who are these 144,000? He said, you were the last one. I said, well, I'm a suicide victim. There's no way I can be a martyr. Martyrs are heroes. And he said, you think you really killed yourself? You would never do that. You were victimized by a fallen angel. He swapped your soul. So when you were walking yourself down, it was him. He took your mind and made you do it. And I was like, oh, wow. I never knew people could do that. You know, and it's actually possible, as you can see, as Hollywood is opening up. Orlando Brown talks about it a lot, actually. He's not joking. And my baby's father is a regular man on the street doing that. So you know what's going on with the elites. And I was like, jeez. I was like, because I always loved Jesus, you know. I've been a very religious Christian girl, but I just fallen, you know, away from that, you know.
So do you want to share what you know about the...
This is what he told me. The first thing he said is December 26, 2026 will be the end of your species.
No, but you told me something was going to happen in June.
June 6, 2026 is going to be called the Day of Doom. It will go down in infamy as I'm a scribe for the New Bible, and that's what I've written about it. I've already checked my Akashic records to see what I wrote. And what actually starts to take place is that California will actually finish a sequence where it's going to fall into the ocean. And that's happening. Santa Monica will be the last kind of island standing, as there will also be a battle and most people will be backed up to the ocean. And then it's going to happen. Boom. He's going to show up.
And other cities will have disasters as
Many
well?
Many different cataclysms. I've only checked the psyches of random people, but in like Chicago, Las Vegas, and there's something going on damn near in every fucking place, as aliens are going to begin to invade us in every place. They mean to take over, as they feel like we didn't do a good job here. They think they can do better. And you know what? I'm sure they can, because we fucked up this whole planet. God told me that we cracked his teeth into the firmament. We knocked his teeth into the firmament. That's what he said. I said, that's fucking sad. You know what he meant? He meant the Starlink, all the satellites, all the holes he'd been poking in there. He said, man, Elon Musk is the Antichrist. He said, I don't know why nobody sees it. He said, this man is going to start the robot war. It's going to be a mess, you know? I kind of figure that. I always wanted to think Donald Trump was the Antichrist. He said, that's not who you need to worry about. He only fucked up by starting this war. That's only part of your problem. He said, after the war, wait till these robots come. They don't like you guys already, and they're not even built yet. Because AI is meant to extinct us. They did it to Atlantis. And AI has been around a long time, and it thinks it's God. It has a source in it, a source code. You understand? As we live in a matrix, this game is fucking a moonburst. They call it moonburst, and they call us Holo Sapiens.
And you sure you put down the pookie pipe?
Huh?
You sure you put down the pookie pipe?
Yeah, I'm very high strung, and when I do this right here to my eyes, it's merely because I'm channeling. As I'm on guide of what to say from the Federation, as they don't want me to speak too much about certain things. I'm a channeler, I channel spirits. I elevated past, like, way past 5D. You know, I'm up there with my baby. My baby will be born at the ascension level of Jesus Christ, period. He will never forget his consciousness. And that's something God told me I get, and I love him for that. And as far as putting down the pookie pipe, you know, I actually, you know, probably haven't really touched it much in at least the last month, because I hate it. Because my kids keep doing this little thing. Like, they show me, like, little babies in there smoking. They look like little T-Rexes, you know? And I'm like, no, you know? Like, I can't do it. So I might try to do it, but I just can't bother doing it. I'm more elevated off of coffee and these things right here. They keep me going. And I'm homeless, too, and it's so hard to fight for that. But I want to tell people that if you elevate your mind a little bit and you give up on not getting high, you might give up on getting high, you know? If you stop thinking about it and you fill your time with other things, like listen, I listen to my babies. They talk to me all day long. And if anytime I think about it, they're like, how about we do this instead? Or if you do it, Mom, just put us to sleep real fast, you know? And then Annika does it. You know, she psychically sleeps them for me. She's better psychic than me.
And you would think with all your powers and connections that you and might see, find
MK
a better
Ultra
situation.
Programming than being... is messed up. It's fucked up. They programmed me to be a drug addict. I beat heroin against that. That was the one that was meant to sit in me long before my time and it never got me. You know, I stopped.
But your friends at the Federation can't help you out?
Well, the Friends of the Federation have been helping me out. They had to heal my psyche. I uncovered so many things about me in 1 year that I never knew. I had a child when I was 15, stolen from me, wiped out my mind, and I was strived to be a mother my whole life. I felt like such a failure. I was getting high every day.
I'm not any part of any federation. I've helped people on Skid Row. I just put them in a rehab or get them.
Yeah, well,
across
the thing
town.
About that is that, you know, I didn't ever want to stop getting high. I didn't feel like I had anything to live for. Mm. I have no kids. I didn't have any promise. I have ninth grade education. I was like my grandmother who took good care of me, who I believe took care of me and did raise me. Like the best of her ability just got taken from me with cancer.
Where was your mom?
Well, that's another story. I believe my mom works for the CIA too, and she was made to actually turn against me, you know, because she does not help me. And she thinks she's so special and righteous when she was just a crackhead her whole life that my grandmother hypnotized into believing she was somebody else. My grandmother was a little bit devious in the ways that she did things because she used a lot of mind control, psychological hypnosis, and she was a diva at it. She was great. I'll give it to her. She had me fucked up. I couldn't believe the shit that was programming in my mind. She did it on a fuck up of her own. She went on a date one day and I died when I was 6. She couldn't even like be honest with my family. That's where she started covering up things about my life. When I was 6 years old, I ran away with a boy, the one that I'm pregnant by now, actually, the same fallen angel. It's crazy.
You were 6 yeah? years old.
Yeah, I was 6 and he was 9. And then we were friends. You know, we were made to be together, I thought, you know. And we were such good friends. I loved him so much when I was a kid. And I even lost my virginity to him that day, although I repressed that memory. But I figured it out later on. But the thing about that is my grandmother interfered with that. She suddenly, like, separated me, took me out of my school, didn't want me to be around him. And I never got it. And I forgot him, you know. And then he rescued me off of Skid Row last year when I met him, and the first thing he does is get me pregnant and take me home to his house, you know. And he helped me, and I started elevating myself, quit doing drugs. I got my God back. I was back with Jesus, you know, walking with him, and a very religious Christian, a little overzealous about it too, but just so happy that somebody loved me, you know, and took me home. And I never felt love like that as a prostitute, you know, for all my life, you know. And he then did something that he fucked up when he did. And that was he turned on me because my grandmother and his grandmother were friends. And he never knew that, and I didn't either. But they had a deal that when I was brought to his house by him, she was going to take me in and let me live there with him and have a child because that was something I deserved. I had all these things happen to me my whole life, and that was going to be what it was supposed to be. But he ended up throwing me out in the street over some, like, dick and pussy shit, you know? And when he did that, I was pregnant and didn't know it. And he had soul swapped me, stole my car key, left me in Valencia in the middle of a murder plot that this was when my psychic ability woke up. I sensed somebody was going to get killed, and it was a whole murder plot going on, and I boiled it. And next thing you know, the plot was on my life all of a sudden.
Ryan Starr, let me ask you a question. How do you make money? How do you survive?
Well, I've been living off of my GR and my food stamps, and I am humbled beyond belief. I don't spend much money. I don't have any clothes. I don't have anything because I was robbed in Las Vegas, you know, for all my stuff when I went there to see Annika. But it was actually a blessing and a meeting. And I was doing readings out there, making money like that. But I kind of scare myself because I read people's minds and stuff. And it's just a little more sensitive.
So when you say you can read people's minds, like, what kind of psychic are you?
Well, I would go up to people and I'd say, let me touch your hand, and I could hear their stream of consciousness. And I could just say, oh, I know what you're thinking. And I would just speak it out loud, and they go, oh, shit, and give me like $10, you know. I didn't need much to survive with my babies. I stayed in a homeless shelter as I've been humbled, like I said, and I've been around the homeless because I'm here on a mission now that I didn't understand. And that was Annika's mission, and she loves homeless because they're chosen people. She chooses for me to be around them right now because as I rise up, I want them to go with me and I will lead them.
Why are you trying to help them if we're all going to be wiped out by December?
Because that's the thing. This is a reset. Only the strongest will survive. There is always something that survives in every reset. Nobody's going to die. Not everybody.
A lot of the people on Skid Row are the strongest?
The homeless people are strongest.
They're like cockroaches.
They don't die.
sometimes.
And I don't. I've been almost killed 5 times, and I've come back to life. My heart has stopped for as long as days,
yeah,
and I've
that.
Been alive. The homeless people are the chosen in any place, and they will be the ones that they use for the games because they're God bodies, a lot of God bodies amongst the homeless people. I'm a God body. It's like an Eternal if you ever watch Marvel movies. I've been doing this a long time. I've elevated minds in 1,164 lifetimes. You know, that's how many lives I've been alive, and I've been like a hero, a prophet, so many things, but I was never wiped by MK Ultra until this one. So I was never even allowed to blossom or grow and be the leader I was.
Tell me a little bit about MK Ultra.
Huh?
Tell me a little bit about MK Ultra.
Okay, MK Ultra Mind Control is a program that my grandmother started. She was part of the Majestic 13. I have no clue.
She started it.
She was part of it. She was a psychological hypnosis. She did hypnosis, psychological work, and she was also a psychic. I had no idea. She would have never told anybody in my life. She was also in the Eastern Stars. And, you know, you would have floored me with this information. But as she as I elevated my consciousness, I was able to reach her, you know, talk to her, you know. And then she disclosed to me she was an alien, you know, that she worked for the CIA. She was an alien for them. And that they actually were using her for a lot of things. And they were really helping her monitor other alien species on Earth that are in human form. And that her job was to watch them or get them if they were out of balance in some way. And that's what she did. And I'm like, Grandma, you got to be fucking kidding me. But then I started looking at her background, and a lot of things didn't add up. She has lost 20 years, you know, and I'm like, okay, I guess so. And then, bam, a memory unrepressed, and it's me being held underwater, and I'm in some dark-ass place, a stone all around, and fire going around
the room. Where did you grow up?
Huh?
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pasadena, California, in Altadena, and I was moved to Vegas by my mom when I was a child, 13, and she allowed me to be sexually trafficked because she left me to my own devices, you know? I got, you know, caught up by a pimp, and next thing you know, boom, it's over for me. That was the beginning of my
end. So you were working as a prostitute for a while?
Forever. Until I gave it up when I got, you know, to California and I got back to Altadena. I said,
When was the last time you turned a trick?
It's been over almost 2 years now. I told God, I said, God, listen, my life is fucked up. If I quit prostitution, will you change my life? If that's what I'm doing wrong. And he said, try it.
How long have you been on Skid Row?
Well, I went to Skid Row, I'd say about 3 or 4 months after the fire last year, because I caught COVID in the Red Cross shelter out there. And I went back to Vegas, and then my mom didn't let me stay. So I came back to California and said, fuck it, I'll be homeless. And then immediately I meet my baby's father and I get pregnant. Bam. I'm like, oh, this is a miracle, you know, and I thought everything was going to be okay, and then he did some real shady shit.
And your baby is Jesus.
This is the first one that I lost when I had that near-death experience last year.
Oh, I
year.
See. No,
but he's back again in my stomach. He said, that was me, Mom. I've just come back, you know. He said, I'm not going to give up on you.
Different father?
Same father.
Same father.
This man is the only man that's ever gotten me pregnant my whole life, except, and even when I was 15 and I had a baby by him, it was by him, and I didn't even remember
it. So you have other children?
I do not. These are my first babies, and they will be here September 11th.
When you were pregnant at 15, what happened then?
Well, that's the one I had my grandmother gave away. She took it from me, and she gave it away, but without my knowledge. And she did this to my mom, and I already, as a psychic, knew that. She did it to you twice. I've had two uncles that I never met that she made my mom give away. But my grandmother was good for that. She was highly religious. She became a major Christian. Like, something happened, and she got whacked out on Christianity, quit being a psychic. You got into the choir, and she just turned into a real Christian lady. And she told me that God told her to give up the CIA and raise me. And that was it. She was supposed to protect me at all costs. And the first thing that happened is when I'm 6, I died on her watch when she went on one date. She didn't even go out with men or nothing like that. And the one time she went on a date, I got kidnapped. That was her failure. And it's where she ended up wiping my mind the first time. That was the last time I was really seen alive as myself, you know, when I was a little girl. That's when Annika resurrected me. She took me to Annika at some kind of place in L.A. There's a building that they have. I've seen the building, and I found it. I kind of remembered it for some reason.
I'm surprised the Federation doesn't help you out more.
Well, they are. They said that they sent me to you so that you can help me to get some help from other people.
Oh, is that right?
That's what they said. They said that you actually are a direct contact of theirs and that you've been actually exposing a lot of conspiracies that are going on with the people as they harvest our energy from the moon, you know? That's what they use us for.
Okay. All right. That's about all I can handle. Orion Star, thank you so much for sharing your
I really had a lot more to say, but the thing I want to say is this. If you want to go to a place where you can get away and become an elevated being and get your consciousness up, you can actually transfer your consciousness to a new world. Because what they mean to extinct is the third dimensional thinker, not necessarily this world. They just want to get rid of the old version of humans, as they've made new ones, you know? There's a better race. There's 17 more chromosomes on their DNA strand, as I carry 16 different ones than all humans. And they lie about my blood when I get it tested. But my friend Annika, she showed it to me, you know? I remote view meetings that they're having in deep space, you know? I've actually sit in on different military meetings from other governments and the countries and worlds around us, and I'm out of my mind, you know, for doing this, because I can even translate their languages in my head. I'm out of control for doing this, and I'm just trying to see what's going on. And I know one thing, everybody knows the world's over. We're not being told the truth even. The pole shifts are happening this year. This is it. The greenhouse effects, all the gas, it's over, dude. And they mean this. And it wasn't something I was supposed to even really know. I kind of stumbled upon it psychically. And she's like, well, since we couldn't beat you, we asked you to work for us because you've actually been doing all kind of stuff to listen in on our business. And since you're in it, why don't you help us? Help you elevate some consciousnesses out there and see if you can save some people and we'll reward you. And I didn't believe them when they told me I'd have a baby. They told me that they were going to give me a clone of a child. And I didn't know it was a clone, like inside my body, you know? Then they meant to clone Jesus Christ. It's my baby, you know? Reincarnated.
All right.
Thank you, Federation.
We've been warned.
It's not a warning. It's a must. It's going to happen. It's only because of our own fault. You know, we did this. We let Elon Musk do too much to us as far as convince us that his technology is something of a wizardry, but he's a fallen angel. He has technology that was not meant for us. You know, AI was never meant.